Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today as I continue on in a message, what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church today. And that word is revival. He's interested in causing you, beloved, to be revived in your own personal life, in your walk with God, to give you an expectation and anticipation and excitement in serving the Lord, to be clear in God's purposes for your life, to have clarity of vision, to know that you are walking in God's perfect will, and God wants to give that spirit of revival to the body of Christ, because only when we are walking closely with the Lord, only when we are willing to be obedient to Him, only when we are, using that old-fashioned word, prayed up and ready to go into the highways and the byways, to compel them to come in whatever capacity. Now, some of you may not, you may be up in years, you may be have physical limitations, you may not be able to do what others can do or what you could do, you know, 40 years, 50 years ago, that's all right. Whatever the season of life you are in, God nonetheless has a plan and a purpose. It may be different than it was years ago, but that's all right. God has a desire for us to be fruitful even in old age. That's what, you know, they shall be fat and flourishing, and bring forth fruit in old age. So, beloved, take heart and be encouraged that God has an abundant harvest for you. He has health. He has healing. He has strength. And it is our privilege, and it is our responsibility to lay hold of that and say, Lord, I see what your word says, and I'm so glad you've provided it, and I will walk in it. I will claim that victory by faith in my life. Praise God. John 4:4 states, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, and we're all made to drink of one spirit. When we look at ancient Israel, when they were right with God, when they were serving God, they were one, they were united. How much more should the church be today? And over the years, the church in most instances has fallen from the early pattern and even from a type of the church Israel. We're so far short, we scarcely recognize the real thing. The Spirit is moving in the church, and the people are desiring a fuller revelation of Jesus. Just like the full moon that draws clearer and nearer to our vision as we continue to gaze upon it, so Jesus appears more real to our souls as we continue to contemplate Him, as we continue to meditate upon the things of God, as we learn to love Him and to honor Him and to love His Word. Beloved, what we need is a closer, personal, more vital relationship and acquaintance and communion with the living God. Now, how do we do that? By drawing close to Him, draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you, by loving Him, by prayer, by reading His Word. And many Christians simply don't want to take on that burden of prayer. Why? Because it's hard on the flesh. But the Spirit is saying to the church that there is a ministry of the fellowship of His sufferings, referring to Jesus, a travail of the soul with groanings that could not be uttered. Hear what the scriptures say in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Praise God. And so we must allow the Holy Spirit to be used of us, to be able to pray with his intercession. And unfortunately, many find it easier to criticize, to find fault, than to take the effort it takes to pray. A wonderful work of the Holy Spirit, beloved, is about to break out in the body of Christ. And this shall be preceded with all, and it's happened, this is how it's happened historically with every revival, by a deep preparatory work of prayer and expectation in the church. Beloved, that's why so many of you are under attack right now. You have been assailed and attacked on every side. I know from the letters that are coming in. I know from personal relationship with others that I know locally, they're going through difficult times. And that's because the enemy wants to stop and discourage those who have decided to press in and to pray. Conviction, beloved, is spreading among the people. And there's a rallying cry from all over the nation. There's a call to prayer. Many years ago, I mean, I remember I heard my Cherokee girlfriend, she in North Carolina, she spoke about this prayer group that she was a part of. And I said, oh, Lord, how much I'd yearn to be a part of a prayer group like that. And in our church, we started, we're in prayer. We're part of a small prayer group, myself and other, my associates and others who are, it's small, but we are praying in unity. And as we have prayed, we've seen the ministers of this area come together, meeting for prayer. Beloved, you might feel so unimportant and ineffectual in your prayer life, but beloved, you start praying, you find someone else who has a similar heart to pray, and God will move. We have seen amazing answers to prayer just with our handful of, there's just five of us, and we're praying with diligence and with earnestness for the move of God. That has been our prayer. Revival, revival, and God is moving. You can make it happen in your church. You start praying. Start praying by yourself. Find others who have a burden for prayer, and you will see God begin to do a work. Hallelujah. There's a work that God is doing, and some have testified that their church is beginning to grow more than ever, and it's a result of people gathering together in prayer. I hear it from a friend in the Reno area, that God is an old-fashioned Pentecostal moving of the Holy Spirit. People are waiting on God for a moving of the Spirit and a genuine agape outpouring in the hearts of the people. And the fear of the Lord, I've preached on this for months, for years, that fear of God is returning to the people. A very spirit of burning, of repentance. Hallelujah. Praise God. He makes his ministers a flaming fire. Now, we can cut ourselves off from God by spiritual pride. Oh, may that not happen. But God can cause the weakest to repent and to go through to victory. The work of the Spirit in our own hearts must go deeper than we've ever experienced, beloved, deep enough to destroy sectarian prejudice and doctrinal differences and bring us closer to one another than we've ever known. It must be focused around the person of Jesus. That's what our pastor has testified, that the ministers are coming together, different denominational backgrounds, but the coming together is around the person of Jesus. And beloved, that's the only thing that's going to bring unity. Slowly but surely, the conviction is coming upon the saints that God is, in fact, as he said, he's going to pour out his Spirit in an earth-shaking revival. And we will have faith for things as we've never dreamed of. That's what he said said through the prophet of Joel, in those days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Beloved, if you have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today, we are living in the most tremendous moments in the history of time, in the history of the church. And the Spirit seems to be brushing aside all of our plans, our schemes, our strivings, our theories, our prejudices, and is Himself moving again. I believe God will raise up a new order of things out of the chaos and failures of the past. The spiritual atmosphere is filled with an inspiring expectation of this outpouring, this preparing of the body of Christ for ministry. Hallelujah. That's why He gave fivefold ministry, for the equipping of the saints, beloved, where you can go out and fulfill God's plans for your lives. Old forms are breaking up. They're passing away. Satan moves the hosts of hell to hinder, but beloved, I tell you this in the name of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, we shall conquer and we shall prevail. Since the early church lost her power and place with God, we've been struggling back up through its its and isms and theories and creeds and doctrines and schisms and issues and movements and blessings and experiences and professions. There's a saying that the stream can rise no higher than its source. Beloved, what we need is the fire of God. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. But as you look at what has happened down the century since the early church, we have changed. We're not waiting for God. Beloved, God is waiting for us. And will we respond? Will you respond? Will I respond? That's the question the Spirit is asking of us. I pray that you do. Father, as I bring this broadcast to a close, our hearts are yearning and crying out to you. We cry out for revival, Lord. We cry out for in repentance for our own lives, the things, our own wickedness. And we turn from our wicked ways, Lord. We ask you to heal our land. Heal, Lord, the backsliders. Bring us into unity and a power in the Spirit that we've never known before, that Jesus may be glorified in the church. We give you honor and praise and thank you for it. Amen. Beloved, there may be specific prayer needs that you have, needs in the lives of your loved ones, or perhaps besetting sins you're struggling with. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write and share those needs. I love you. Pray for you every day. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours. Yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.